From the Gemara it would appear that not everybody used to recite Psukah Dezimra every day. One of the Chachamim says in the Gemara, he tells him, I hope I'll be able to come to shul early enough that I'll be able to say Psukah Dezimra every day. So the Tosafot points out, apparently, not everybody said Psukah Dezimra. What's the story with the brachas? Before Psukah Dezimra, he said Baruch She'amar. And after the Psukah Dezimra, he said Yishtabach. Were these instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah? And if they weren't, how come we're saying the brachas? The Gemara says all the brachas were supposed to be composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And if they did institute it, so how come not everybody said the Psukah Dezimra? So the Mishkan HaSyakeh writes, he thinks that it was instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah as an optional thing. Not everybody can daven Sobon. So those who have time, those who come to shul early, those who have time, so they should say the Psukah Dezimra. Like we mentioned the other day, like Yehavalucha at the end of Hallel was instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah as an optional bracha, and like Harabbis Rivenu at the end of Mikra Megillah was instituted, depends on the Minig HaMokam. Not that the Nusach was composed by the, according to the Minig, Nusach was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, and it was an option to say. So what is the idea behind Psukah Dezimra to be recited before the davening? So the Gemara learns that from a psukim that when a person davens, the Aruch Eretz dictates you should begin with Shevach and conclude with Hodoyah. And the essence of the davening is really the middle part, the Bakosha Sarachim. The 13 brachas that we say in the middle, Chanein and Yitra, the Abina Vahaska, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of all of our needs. So the Shemon Esrei begins, the brachas rishonis of the Shemon Esrei are in fulfillment of that requirement. You have to begin your bakosha sarachim, you have to introduce it with Shevach and Moedim, and the last three brachas of the Shemon Esrei fulfill the other din that you have to conclude with Hodoyah. So as an additional form of Yisadu Adam Shvach HaShar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah instituted the Psukah Dezimra as an optional thing. If a person comes to late shul, if a person comes to shul late, and let's say by the time he puts on his talis and tefillin, the chazan is up to Baruch Hu already. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says that Baruch Hu is the beginning of tefillin b'tzibur. So even if they're davening slowly in shul, let's say on Shabbos they're going to sing Kelod, it's going to take 15 minutes. And he can say the whole Psukah Dezimra in 15 minutes. So from the Shulchan Aruch, it would appear that even if you'll be able to say the whole Psukah Dezimra, but since Baruch Hu is the beginning of Shabbos, you don't put on the tefillin, you just put on the talis, okay? So if the person comes to shul late on Shabbos and the chazan is up to Baruch Hu, so the simple, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Rabbeinu Yoina, that you start from Baruch Hu, and you don't say the Psukah Dezimra before, because Baruch Hu is the beginning of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So what's going to be with the Psukah Dezimra? You lost the chance to say Psukah Dezimra. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote that that's a machlokes Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina's opinion is that since the Gemara refers to Psukah Dezimra as Hallel, one of the Chachamim says, Yehi Chelke, I hope I'll be able to come to shul every day early, Yehi Chelke, Gomei HaHallel B'chol Yom, hope I'll be able to say Psukah Dezimra every day. And since the Gemara calls it Hallel, so it's like Hallel that we say on Rosh Chodesh, and Hallel that you say on Yom Tovim, that you can say Hallel all day long. The Mishnah says Hallel is all day long. So even if one didn't say Psukah Dezimra before the davening, one should say after the davening, with the Baruch Shama and Yishtabach and everything. The Bali HaTosfos disagree, and their opinion is no, the Psukah Dezimra is only for the purpose of Yisad Rodem Shvach HaShal HaKadosh Baruch HaMachakach Yisbalah. To add on to the Shevach, to introduce the Tefillah, so we say the Gimel Rishonah, so to add on to Shevach, by way of introduction to the Tefillah, so he said Psukah Dezimra. But if you already finished the Shemon Esrei, you came to Shul and you started with Baruch Hu, and then you daven Shemon Esrei already, so you lost your opportunity. So you can't say Psukah Dezimra later. So because of this machlokes between the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Bali HaTosfos, in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Tshuva of the Ramban. Ramban was a mechutna of the Rabbeinu Yoina. They lived in the same generation. He had great respect for the Rabbeinu Yoina. So he says the following pshara. If you didn't say Psukah Dezimra before, if you came into shul and the chazan is up to Baruch Hu, and you started Baruch Hu and you said through Shemana Esrei, should you say Psukah Dezimra later? So he says, you go to Chumra in both directions. You go to Chumra, they're satisfied that you are the Rabbeinu Yoina, that is halal. So you should say the Pesukah Zimra. But you go to Chumra to be choshish, for Shita's Balei HaTesvis, that it doesn't make sense to say Pesukah Zimra after the davening. So therefore you leave out Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. So that's the common practice. We'll have to speak about people who come a little late to shul and they want to abridge Pesukah Zimra. Which parts of Pesukah Zimra are more crucial than others? So the Minetta will have to continue tomorrow.